Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 1, 1806. Which road? The expedition is traveling east across present-day southeast Washington. Olin D. Wheeler, when researching his book, The Lewis and Clark Trail, heard about an old Cayuse Indian woman who claimed to have seen Lewis and Clark. Wheeler writes that in 1901, when he was in Pendleton, Oregon, this old lady was 110 years old, rheumatic, bent, and quite blind, but as far as facial expression went, looked no older than Indian women of 70 or 80. Her mind seemed perfectly clear. She related having seen Lewis and Clark in 1806. Her name was Petoya, and she died in 1902, 111 years old. Captain Clark writes in the journal today about a fork in the road.
This morning, we collected our horses and made an early start, having previously sent ahead four hunters with directions to proceed up the creek and kill every species of game which they might meet with. The small portion of rain which fell last night causes the road to be much firmer and better than yesterday. The morning cloudy and cool. We proceeded up the creek on the northeast side through country of less sand and some rich bottoms on the creek, which is partially supplied with small cotton trees, willow, red willow, chokecherry, white thorn, birch, elder, and honeysuckle. At 9 miles we overtook our hunters. They had killed one beaver only. At this place the road forked, one leaving the creek, and the course of it is nearly north. The Chopunish, who had accompanied us with his family, informed us that this was our best way, that it was a long distance without water, and advised us to camp on the creek at this place, and in the morning to set out early. This information perplexed us a little, in much the idea of going a day's march without water through an open sandy plain, and on a course of 50 degrees out of our direction. We determined to unload and wait for our guide, or the Chopunish man who accompanied us from the Long Narrows, who was in the rear with Drurier, our interpreter. On his arrival, we inquired of him which was the best and most direct road for us to take. He informed us that the road pointed out by his comrade was through an open hilly and sandy country to the river, Lewis's River, and was a long way around. The other road was a more direct course, plenty of water, wood, and only one hill in the whole distance, the road he always recommended to us. After an early dinner, we set out up the creek with our guide, leaving the Chopunish man and his family encamped at the forks of the roads, where they intended to stay until the morning and proceed on the route he had recommended. We traveled 17 miles this evening, making a total of 26 miles, and encamped. Captain William Clark, May 1, 1806.
The route the Corps finally chose to take goes up the Touchette River in Walla Walla County, Washington. The camp today was apparently in the vicinity of Waitsburg in eastern Walla Walla County. Tomorrow, chasing wild horses.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.